For those ages 18 to 23, also known as Gen Zers, the topic of diversity is an important one, and this presidential election is the first time many of them will be voting. We decided to check in with some of these emerging voters here in California. A bus full of high school and college students headed to Loyola Marymount University in L.A. to a watch party in a building a block away from the debate stage. Here and Now producer Christina Kim joined them to learn more about the issues and candidates that matter most to them during this upcoming election.
Everyone on this bus was born after 1996. Popularly called Gen Zers, many of them will come of age this election. They're racially and ethnically more diverse than any previous generation in U.S. history. And a third of them identify as independents.
I don't think I identify with any party, really.
Isabel Misropian is a high school senior from Santa Clarita, California. She'll be 18 this November. She and her family were evacuated from their home during the Saddle Ridge wildfire earlier this year.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if the fire was close to us. We didn't know if it was affecting our house at all. It was just dangerous because a lot of the brush around us, we're in the desert, basically.
Misropian says she's most concerned about things that impact her life now, like climate change, and decisions that will impact her future.
I'm going into college soon, and it's getting more expensive as the years go on. And I don't know if it stops. I don't know if it'll ever stop. And I don't know how my family's going to pay for it. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it as a parent for my child if it continues to rise. And then cost of living also is an interesting topic. It's a very, I don't know, nothing's happening for that. There's a lot that can be done for it. It's difficult for students to have that much hope that they'll be able to have their own place, you know, have their own life, because it just seems to get more and more expensive and jobs are paying barely anymore to keep up with it.
18-year-old Fernando Cienfuegos is a freshman at the University of Southern California. His top issue, like many of the Gen Zers I spoke with here, is immigration.
I come from a predominantly Latino community as well as a low-income base, and there's a lot of students that are dealing with the whole sort of what's going to happen to DACA and, you know, the fears that unfortunately this administration has placed into a lot of people in my community is the fear of being deported and being broken away or separated from your family.
Cienfuegos' father was deported when he was 10 and is still back in Mexico.
And I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I went through. And those types of repercussions that it leaves on you, you know, within your mental health and the types of relationships you have, those are things that I wouldn't wish upon anyone. I really hope that, you know, our country and our leadership understands that those are types of things that you can't just let politics, you know, hash out. These are things that have to be spoken about without partisan ideals.
18-year-old high school senior John Polk is from Santa Clarita. It was the first city in California to break away from the state sanctuary law, which prohibits local and state agencies from cooperating with immigration officials on misdemeanors. John is also interested in how the presidential candidates will address immigration reform.
So I don't favor something like Trump's, you know, like Muslim ban that, when he first got into office. I don't like anything that kind of hard right, but I do think that it's important as a country that we maintain our borders and that we do have a strong policy that makes sure that, like, people coming in illegally are, they shouldn't just be allowed to, you know, walk in and get citizenship or anything like that. Like, so I would definitely side more with the Republicans on that.
Bucking perceptions that paint Gen Zers almost as unilaterally progressive, John considers himself a conservative independent and isn't sure who will get his vote in 2020. But some Democratic candidates have piqued his interest.
One and two for me would be Andrew Yang and Bernie Sanders. I think the reason I love them, and this just speaks so much to where we are right now, I think, is that I think we're centered around more candidates than, like, their policy almost, like them as people more than what they're proposing. And I think that's kind of how Trump, you know, got elected in the first place.
But John hasn't lost faith in President Trump, despite the impeachment process.
He didn't really have my support when he first ran. I mean, I couldn't vote, but, like, I wasn't a fan of him. He's grown on me, and we'll have to wait and see till the election. I don't know how everything's going to unfold. And it also depends on the Democratic nominee. If he runs against someone like Biden, I'm probably going Trump. If he runs against someone like Bernie, I don't know. That's more of a toss-up. But I'd probably lean more towards Trump.
Cienfuegos, the freshman from USC, still hasn't made up his mind yet. And despite their mostly opposing views on immigration, he and John share one candidate in common.
But right now I'm looking at Andrew Yang. I actually just met him. It was really awesome.
But he also says he has his sights on what some might call an underdog.
And I'm also looking at Julian Castro. I'd love to see a Latino president. You know, I think that'd be a very big win for us. Barack Obama was a champion towards that. He really proved that minorities could make a difference and that they aren't supposed to be sort of like, they shouldn't have their ideas set on, I'm not going to be reaching that position. I could never. It's a different community dominated by a different race. Like, that's not going to happen. He completely proved us wrong, and I think that in doing so, it allows candidates like Julian Castro and candidates like Andrew Yang, who are not your typical quintessential white politician, to make and break that space. And so I really hope that either of those two candidates succeed.
Isabel Misropia says she's interested in two rather different Democratic candidates.
I'm definitely excited about Bernie Sanders just because he's very popular among people my age, but also he seems very passionate about everything. I've seen pictures of him as a young man at protests and things, and seeing a politician who's that active and that vocal, he doesn't seem to curb his speech. He's very honest, very open about what he believes, and that's very important. Also, Joe Biden's pretty interesting. He's less professional as most politicians, which kind of is a little nerve-wracking, but he's experienced. He was the vice president, so that's he's got some experience in that kind of realm.
It would be easy to define this generation as a massive voting bloc and ascribe overarching characteristics to them. But perhaps what unites these three young voters is their refusal to be defined. For Here and Now, I'm Christina Kim.